3. There are numerous schools of thought, the two above and several between them, but what was in the founders' minds as they framed the U.S. Constitution? Where is the research to back it up? Are they available? Can we really know the founding fathers' minds or intentions? Or are we limited by our lack of knowledge of that era? Can we capture their passions or grasp the volatility of their circumstances? By exploring first-hand accounts of our founding fathers and others of their day, we will attempt to address these and other questions. For instance, 1. Why didn't they simply revise the Articles of Confederation instead as Congress had commissioned them to do February 1787? 2. What propelled them to draft the Constitution instead? 4. How did the Anti-Federalists react to the news? 4. Why? 4. What measures did the delegates take to refute their accusations? 5. Why cannot we understand the Federalist Papers without the Anti-Federalist Papers? Works cited. 1. Ferrand, M., Introduction. Introduction. The Records of the Federal Convention of 1787. 1st ed. Volume 1. N.P., Yale Up, 1911. N.Pog. Print. 1-4. 2. Ferrand, Max. Chapter 1, 1 ppg. The Framing of the Constitution of the United States. New Haven, Yale Up, 1913.n.pog. Print. 3. Goldsworthy, Jeffrey. Introduction, ch.1, 1 ppg. Interpreting Constitutions, a Comparative Study. Paperback ed., Oxford University Press. 2007.n.pog.print. 4. Hamilton, Alexander. The Unabridged Federalist Papers and Anti-Federalist Papers. Place of Publication Not Identified, RitaClassic.com, 2010. Print. http://amazon.to/1uthreemtev.